This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for January 12, 2022. Mears Connect has replaced Disney's Magical Express with service between Orlando International Airport and the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Only the day after Magical Express completely ended, Mears Connect has raised the price of their express service. Express service, previously known as premium service, promises little to no wait and was available at $200 for up to four passengers originally. It's now $250, also for four passengers. Additional passengers to express service are $55 each. Standard service prices remain the same, though. They are $16 per adult, $13.50 per child for a one-way trip, or $32 per adult, $27 per child for a round trip. Guests with upcoming visits to the Walt Disney World Resort, resort guests specifically, are still receiving emails that advertise Disney's Magical Express. The Here's How link in the email leads to an error page and does not redirect to an information page for the Mears Connect. Obviously, Disney is not related to or involved with that service. So resort guests are still getting emails that tell them to sign up for Magical Express. Minnie Mouse is now appearing in a distanced sighting in the World Showcase gazebo at Epcot. This gazebo is at the entrance of World Showcase near the Mexico Pavilion. Minnie had previously been appearing at the front of the park, but now you can see her at a distance in the gazebo. The Garden Rocks Concert Series is returning for the 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, and now the full lineup has been released. Last year, local Orlando bands replaced the series, but this year it will return with headliners including Kool & the Gang, the Plain White Tees, and Simple Plan. Internationally recognized artists will bring the groove to the America Gardens Theater stage Friday through Monday, while local Orlando bands step into the spotlight Tuesday through Thursday. The lineup that you'll see now does not feature the local performers, who may be added at a later date. Garden Rocks dining packages will be available to book for select dates beginning January 19th. The 2022 Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival begins March 2nd and runs through July 4th. Again, we're just days away from the start of the Festival of the Arts. It's a lot of festivals to keep track of. This one in particular kicks off on Friday, January 14th, and runs through February 21st. Decorations have started to appear around Epcot, and at the entrance, Figment, or something that looks like Figment, you decide, welcomes guests to the International Festival. The paint bucket displays the festival hashtag for social media, hashtag Artful Epcot. Royal Purple Pigment references the original version of the One Little Spark song, where it's included as one of the ingredients Dreamfinder uses to make Figment. Rainbows come out of the paint cans to set the stage for the colorful festival, and Figment is ready to create art with his oversized paintbrush. Another colorful Figment banner lines the way into World Showcase, and rainbows continue throughout Epcot with potted plants on either end. The little spark of yellow paint tube appears to be squirting out yellow flowers. Meanwhile, some of the chalk artists have already begun on their work, which will be filling the walkway out to World Showcase. You see here, some characters are already visible. One of our favorite parts of the Festival of the Arts has to be all of the special character decals you'll find around World Showcase. Luckily, they've already begun to return for this year. Tangled Pascal is up to his old tricks, painting a sun on the side of a shop in Germany. This decal, again, has appeared for several years, but it's good to see many of them returning. New this year are characters from Luca, or featured in the Italy Pavilion. That's where the movie takes place. Makes sense. Including Luca, Alberto, and more. You can find a full list of all the characters we spotted over on our website. Of course, our mouths are already watering as menus are being installed throughout the park for the festival starting Friday. Maps are also in place on the sides of the menu boards. Head on over to our website to check out what menu items are up already and prices. We got the price of the Figment popcorn bucket already. Find out how much that's going to set you back. Hiring has begun for cast members at Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind as the new roller coaster approaches its summer opening. Though external hiring is yet to start, current cast members are being invited to apply to transfer to the new attraction. No official opening date has been announced yet. Speaking of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, the exterior of the attraction is beginning to take its final form. And while passing by on the monorail today, we spotted painting has begun on the left side of the building as seen from the entrance now. Currently, the copper ribs are being painted black, matching the look of the right side of the building. The process appears to be starting at the rear of the building and moving forward towards the entrance. Crews could be seen on top of the facade, and otherwise, the entrance courtyard seems mostly complete with vehicles staged around the front. From the ground, we can see the paint job up close. Currently, the back of the building has a two-tone look of black and light gray, and the first rib from the back has been completely painted while painting has begun on the following two. There's still plenty of work to do as four ribs remain the copper color. Some copper remains on the edges and will presumably be painted over very soon. Just like the nearby Savvy's Workshop, Droid Depot in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios is now currently providing plastic bags to guests instead of the usual carrying case. Guests who build a custom droid at Droid Depot are usually given a cardboard carrying case. It is custom and the droid fits nicely in them, but these are now out of stock, so you're getting plastic bags instead. It's probably less as big of a deal as Savvy's, as you know, obviously the price difference is much larger. This is $99.99 and carrying box is cardboard, as opposed to Savvy's, where it was a material, you know, bag with a drawstring that actually really protected the item. Not that the cardboard box doesn't protect the droid, but it seems less important to the price of the droid than the bag did to the lightsaber. Construction has commenced next to Woody's Lunchbox at Hollywood Studios in Toy Story Land. The quick service location is believed to be getting a much needed expansion of their seating area. More room is always needed at Woody's as it's often overcrowded. Usually there's a wait to get in. Usually there's no tables available. You see people just eating on their trays on the ground. It looks like a mess there all the time. So whatever they're doing, it's great. Cast member we spoke to did say this might also include some shade being added, which is great because Toy Story Land is just kind of all out in the sun. And it's very hot in Central Florida, as we know from 50 years of Walt Disney World being here. You've all stood in it. Maybe the Disney executives need to next time. It gets very warm, so it's great. Whatever they're doing, whether it's a seating expansion, some shade, one or the other, or both, it's wonderful, and it needs to happen. Everyone's favorite scene-stealing, summer-loving snowman is returning to Hollywood Studios this weekend as Olaf will be available for character sightings beginning January 15th, according to the Walt Disney World website. Celebrity Spotlight, Olaf's home since 2016, is currently listed as temporarily unavailable, but showtimes have been added to the calendar. Olaf will return to Celebrity Spotlight on Saturday for the first time in forever. That being March 2020 feels like forever, right? The sighting will be physically distanced like all the current character experiences at Walt Disney World. Meanwhile, next door, of course, Minnie Mouse returned a couple weeks ago to Red Carpet Dreams. So many of the meet and greets in the studios slowly coming back. As we were leaving Disney's Animal Kingdom on our most recent trip, we spotted this new bee pod that was installed on a tree near the Joffrey's kiosk. It's no secret that bees are huge fans of Joffrey's products. They've been swarming locations mostly due to those very sweet syrups that are available that are pumped into your coffee beverages. And in fact, at Epcot, they've been closing kiosks because of that bee infestation regularly. I assume this happens at many other kiosks other than Epcot locations because now this bee pod is on stage. What's funny enough is when we were photographing this, a security cast member came over. I assume also because they're like, what are these people doing near the bushes? But then once he realized what we were looking at, he's like, yeah, that's new. Usually they're just in the backstage areas because they don't want guests to see these bee pods out or really don't want to draw bees, you know, into a guest area. But I guess to make it more effective, it's kind of closer to the Joffrey's. They want to get the bees away from the Joffrey's. And this is one of the few that's been visible on stage. So it's an interesting development in this bee saga, these bee pods. A new vintage-style shirt featuring the famous Adventurers Club is now available for purchase at Walt Disney World. The shirt features cartoon versions of the characters from the defunct Adventurers Club in Pleasure Island. They're shown in a Schoolhouse Rock art style. This is the crossover we didn't know we needed. It says only on Pleasure Island at the top, and the Walt Disney World logo is on the bottom. I mean, sometimes it's only a Pleasure Island. Sometimes it's on this stage in this studio as something of a slightly different name due to legal concerns. But either way, we found it in Disney style at Disney Springs for $36.99 and Kungaloosh everyone at home. Last summer, Salt and Straw announced that they would be opening a new location in Disney Springs at Walt Disney World in addition to their location at Downtown Disney District at the Disneyland Resort. This will be their second Disney location. Now the Handmade Ice Cream Parlor has announced their opening window in Florida. Salt and Straw taking over the location previously planned for the ill-fated second home of Ample Hills Creamery will open in March 2022, according to a statement on Click Orlando from their chief market officer. Quote, we are thrilled to say we plan to open in March, exact timeline still pending construction, but that is our current plan. We can't wait to meet you, Disney Springs. So excited to bring our scoops to the most magical place on earth in 2022. This will be the second Florida location for Salt and Straw. They're actually over in Miami. So, you know, when Ample Hills went out, went bankrupt and left Walt Disney World. I went on a rant here about how Salt and Straw should replace them. It's happening. We're very excited. A new vintage-style Magic Kingdom t-shirt is now available at Walt Disney World. We found it in Disney style at Disney Springs for $36.99. The T says the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World within a golden frame. The entire design is artificially faded to look older, and Cinderella Castle is pictured in white and blue. Remember when it was those colors? I do. If you ever felt like you weren't spending enough money on your trip to Walt Disney World, especially as even food and drinks get more expensive, this new Erebus Brothers Cinderella Castle statue may be perfect for you. Stunning with over 600,000 hand-placed crystals and a six-figure price tag. You may remember the former Erebus Brothers castle eventually got price increased to near $50,000. Well, this new one is $250,000. That is a quarter of $1 million. It's difficult to convey the beauty of the piece. I will tell you, I saw it in person. It is unbelievably cool, as it should be for a quarter of $1 million. I would hope so. But if for some reason you're watching this show and have that kind of money to throw away, it's available at Disney Springs. There's only 50 in existence. You better hurry. I heard they're selling fast. It's a joke. They're $250,000. We're now just about 2 weeks into the new year, and guests visiting Walt Disney World can finally commemorate their trip with a new 2022 dated ornament we found in Disney's Days of Christmas at Disney Springs for $26.99. This is important as it's the first 2022 merchandise we've seen here in Florida. We've seen items in Florida and California, and none here. So there you go. If you want something that says this year on it, you'll find it. The Grand Floridian Spa at the Grand Floridian Resort, funny enough, will be reopening after almost 2 years on January 26, 2022. The spa has been refreshed with the iconic Victorian-style theming of the Grand Floridian. Once inside, you'll be transported to a tranquil Floridian garden where you'll experience serenity with calming lighting and comforting music. Guests of the Grand Floridian Spa can choose from an array of treatments and massages. Experience the Grand Massage or the Massage for Two, which incorporates botanical lotions and other elements to release tension and fatigue and replenish the mind, body, and spirit. Or you can de-stress with the Nature's Renewal Hydrating Treatment, which combines a full-body exfoliation with a hydrating botanical massage. A full range of salon services are also available, including haircuts, styling, and the Grand Manicure and Pedicure Treatments. The Grand Floridian Spa's nail treatment provides the ultimate pampering experience with exfoliation, mask, massage, and choice of nail lacquer. Spa guests are also invited to visit a relaxation lounge before or after the treatment. And some of the spa experiences may be a little different due to COVID restrictions, but no specific announcements have been made. And advance reservations are recommended, can be made online now for reservations again starting January 26th. Drury Hotels announced they will be opening their first Walt Disney World property on October 27, 2022. The Drury Plaza Hotel will have 604 rooms, with the first phase of 264 rooms opening this fall, the rest opening in spring 2023. 17,000 square feet of meeting space will also be completed by next spring. Hotel amenities include a resort-style pool, splash pad, poolside dining, the kitchen and bar, a 24-hour business center, and a 24-hour fitness center. The general manager will be Tom Drury. It will employ 150 full-time and part-time employees. This is the company's second Orlando property, the first being the Drury Inn & Suites near Universal Orlando Resort. Disneyland Paris has released a commercial for their upcoming 30th anniversary celebration, which will kick off on March 6th. You can watch the full ad over on our website. It features family watching Parade to Stars at Disneyland Paris. It has this really cool thing where it stops on characters during the parade, kind of freeze frames them, and then you also, for some reason, on Main Street, see the Tower of Terror and Space Mountain, which are not actually visible from there, but they're there. I guess they want to, you know, encapsulate that it's the 30th anniversary of the resort. And of course, it all ends with Iron Man flying over the castle, because, you know, Avengers Camp is going to open eventually for the 30th anniversary this summer. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of this or any other show. You can also support the entire team behind this program by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Ink and Hate celebrates the voices of women talking about what it means to be a Disney fan. Co-hosts Ashley Jasmer and Jill Diffendahl will join a panel of female Disney fans to discuss topics ranging from Disney princesses as role models, to raising Disney kids, to park-going preferences. Join us for lively discussion, stories, and debate about living your best Disney lifestyle.